I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Seventh and yes, round of applause. Yeah, we're super excited about it. Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 8 a.m. And if you've never been to one of our Wake Up Call Lives, we are going to take this very low-rated show. We're going to put it up on stage. It's an on-stage production. We're going to do Are You Smarter Than Katie Live. We'll do Gavin and Rain Joke Off Live. And we need audience participation for it, too. So if you want to get more information before tickets go on sale, you can text the word LIVE, L-I-V-E, to 73389. Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 8 a.m. at EndOnline.com.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the Wake Up Call.
Hey, shout out to Stella and Paige that listen to Gavin's phone scams every single morning at 6:10 and 8:10. What do you got today?
Kara emailed me and wanted me to phone scam her mom. Her mom's name is Savannah, and she is a painter. Aww. And she paints all kinds of stuff, but she makes a lot of money doing murals. So I thought, well, what a perfect person for our favorite fancy boy, Hogan Gibley, to call Savannah and commission a mural.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Who is this? This is Hogan Gibley. This is Savannah, if I'm not mistaken. Hello, how are you?
I'm great.
You are a muralist, correct?
Yes.
Wonderful. I saw your ad, and I want to commission you for a mural in my home.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I've done several home murals. I've done nurseries. I've done, I did a wine cellar once, actually.
No!
Yeah. What are the, can I see the dimensions of the wall and what room it's in and that
yes,
kind of thing?
Yes, yes, of course. It's in my grand room, and I want it to be floor to ceiling. I want it to look like that I am standing on the floor, and I go all the way to the ceiling, and the ceiling is 14 feet if it's an inch. I want the mural to be me, Hogan, and I want to be standing there welcoming my guests.
Okay.
Now, so obviously, I will be a model for you since we have never met, and I would like it if I was semi-nude for this.
Semi-nude.
Yes.
What do you mean by semi-nude? Like shirtless?
No, I would like to only be wearing a shirt. And I would like my shirt to be a loosely draped t-shirt, a white t-shirt. And I would like to be wearing nothing at all, nothing else, not a stitch. And obviously, I will wear this for you. I'm self-employed, so I can do whatever hours you need to be there. Or if you'd like, we can take several tasteful photos. I'll let you take the photos.
Have you really thought about and considered that choice? Don't you think it might be a little off-putting for some of the people visiting your home?
Oh, you don't know who visits my home.
No, I don't.
They would love it. They would think, oh, classic Hogan. Oh, another idea. Can I be eating grapes in the mural? Yes. I want the grapes. One of the grapes, yes, I'm loving this idea. I'm loving it. One of the grapes, the juice had opened up, and then it's creating a moisture trail, a moist trail from the corner of my mouth down my neck by my artery, and it traces my neck, maybe even making a little bit of the t-shirt moist. Moist? Yes.
You know, I've done a lot of I mean, I have done some, you know, nude work in galleries, you know, art installations, that kind of thing. But I don't.
Oh, wonderful.
I have to be upfront with you, and I don't know how comfortable I would feel in a situation just, you know, in your home with you being nude. I just, you know, it just, I don't know that maybe I'm not the artist for this.
Would you like it if more people were there? I could invite some friends over.
No, I don't think that would help, actually.
It would help you me.
I can refer you, you know, I have a couple names. I can maybe refer you to people who would be more in line with that kind of work.
That's fantastic. Before I do that, Savannah, I have one more thing to say. You're actually on a phone scam on 106.5 The End. This is Gavin from The Wake Up Call. None of this is real.
Oh, my.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. It's The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Here's what's coming up next on The Wake Up Call.
Last week on The Wake Up Call, we told you that intern Kevin got into a car accident and that he is fine. So he took Friday off, and today, intern Kevin is back with an update on his condition, and we have a remedy of what Kevin can do now that he doesn't have a car. You're going to hear about it next, 8:22 on The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.